Welcome to Life Talk, a series of thought-provoking podcasts specifically developed to thoroughly enrapture, dynamically expand, and potentially enrich your life by challenging your heart. And now, here's Craig.
Kids, what in the world is the deal? You know, sometimes life is crazy in an explainable kind of way. We just know that things happen. The sink backs up, dog goes missing, your hard drive crashes, the weatherman said 62 and it's 38. Your spam folder fills up with stuff from the bizarre to the obscene, making you wonder what in the world is out there. Humans have been eradicated from answering services, leaving you in a quagmire of computerized options that always bring you back to the same auction you were at 10 minutes ago. The bumper-to-bumper warranty in your car didn't cover ball joints after all. You know, life can be crazy, inexplainable kind of ways. But then there's the irrational, crazy stuff that makes no sense. The kind of stuff that we can't wrap our arms around. You know, the kind of things that have no earthly sense to them at all. Puzzled and befuddled, we look at some things and we can't see any redeeming thread of anything that would allow us to believe that what we're witnessing is something a bit less than total insanity. Sure, life is crazy at times, but most often, if we squint long enough, we can at least see something in the rabble and chaos that makes some sort of sense, even if it's nearly imperceptible. But sometimes we can't. Sometimes that kind of insanity is what we see in our kids, especially if they're in their teen years. They just do stuff and say things that are pretty much as alien as if they were beamed in from some other galaxy a million parsecs across the cosmos, or maybe were driven up from a crash site down in Roswell. If you've ever wanted to ask your kid, who are you and where did you come from, then you know what I mean. However, despite all of that, there are ways to connect with kids. Despite some of the oddities, kids are human beings inside with the same needs that we have. In the confusion and disorientation that so often defines our culture, kids have more need for connection than most adults do. I find that kids are crying out for someone to understand them and bring a sense of sense into their spiraling worlds. You can more effectively connect with your teen if you try the following. First, try listening to understand. Kids don't feel understood. There's a common perception that adults don't listen. They just bark orders and dispense antiquated wisdom that we pull off the shelf of some dead and dusty past. Kids don't see value in what adults say, primarily because kids don't feel heard. Getting a hearing brings with it a sense that the listener cares. With caring comes credibility. With credibility comes respect. Respect grants the adult access to the adolescent's life in a way that what is communicated is no longer dead and dusty, but alive and relevant. In hearing the adolescent, you set the stage to be heard yourself. Two, listening does not imply agreeing. Many adults confuse listening with agreeing, and because they do, they tend not to listen, assuming that listening implies agreement. Listening means hearing what your adolescent is saying, whether you agree with it or not. Listening is not validating an errant, incorrect, or destructive point of view, nor is it saying to the adolescent that their view is necessarily okay. Listening communicates that you value the adolescent regardless of their point of view. And that is powerful. Thirdly, accept your adolescence. Acceptance means that you value and cherish the person. You might not agree with their friends, their choices, their clothing, or their lingo, but you accept them as the unique individuals that they are. Acceptance is best achieved by realizing that adolescents are in a major life transition that they can't figure out. They're navigating a journey that they didn't ask for in a culture that they didn't create. By and large, they're just trying to figure out who they are, where they fit, and why they're here. That's a gargantuan task, so understand that they're going to struggle. Fourth, love your teen. It's not that adolescents don't want to be loved, it's more the way in which they're loved. They want to be cherished by you during this awkward time of transition. Love needs to be communicated in a manner that matches the transition. Hugging, kissing, inserting sticky notes in lunches, and tucking in bed is probably not going to go over real big. It's more about partnering with your teen during this transition, being there, providing a supportive rather than dictative function. It's saying that you're committed to your teen during an uncertain time and that you'll walk with them through it. 5, make them accountable. Make them responsible for their behaviors and the repercussions of those behaviors. In doing that, let them know that life will demand this of them. It's not about cranky parents who are wound too tight. It's about life and learning to engage life in a way that makes life successful for your adolescent. In making them accountable, help them sort through the various decisions. In the same way, help them sort through the repercussions of their choices. In this manner, it's not just accountability, but you being accountable to your teen as their parent. You know, adolescence is a tough time for both parents and teens. Don't expect it to necessarily be smooth, because transition typically isn't smooth, no matter what kind of transition it is. Don't expect perfection, because it's about learning from mistakes. And don't get overly frustrated, because as the old saying goes, this too shall pass.
Thank you for joining us for Life Talk. For further information or additional resources, please visit www.craiglpc.com.